Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Welcome back to another Soul of an Empath podcast. I'm Tiffany Cano. Today I have a great guest, Rebecca Whitman, who's on the show. She's going to talk to us about how to go from feeling overwhelmed to feeling balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So let me tell you a little bit about Rebecca. She is a success mentor. She graduated with honors from Princeton University and is the author of the book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income While Working Part-Time. Gotta love that, right?
Yeah.
Yes. She also hosts the top 5% globally ranked Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant podcast. Her philosophy divides life into 7 pillars of abundance, which include spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. She helps people achieve balance within these 7 areas so they can experience more fun and freedom in life. In addition to her appearances as an expert on ABC and CBS, she's spoken on multiple podcasts and has shared virtual stages with great thought leaders like Grant Cardone, Jack Canfield, and Les Brown. So thank you so much, Rebecca, for being here today. I know we met, gosh, a good 10, 12 years ago through the Paxiverse, doing Alison Armstrong's work and about relationships. And here we are connecting again as the universe aligns.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. So you're on my podcast for the moment. Tell me a little bit about your podcast with Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant. What does that provide for people?
Yeah, well, we have great guests like Tiffany Cano, because you were on my podcast. So basically, I find experts who help people in these 7 pillars of life. Their spiritual life, which you spoke into so eloquently, their fitness, their emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial life. I find experts that give tips, tools, and strategies to help people in all these areas of life, so they can have a balanced, beautiful, and abundant life.
Nice. And I noticed that, you know, you put fitness as the 2nd pillar. Out of curiosity, was that intentional to have it be in the number 2 position? Like, do these matter? Like the 7 pillars, is there like a priority?
There is. They are in order of importance. So spirituality is first. Because as you know, being an energy worker and light worker, that being spiritually aligned and having a higher power in your life, call it God, call it Buddha, call it the universe, whatever you want, having that as a grounding, centering force to surrender to give you strength and to have faith in, that's the number 1 area. The 2nd is your health and your fitness, because you could be spiritually fit, and then, you know, I've seen yoga instructors leave yoga and they're smoking cigarettes in their car. So that isn't very aligned, right? So you want to have a vitality to you if you're going to create a balanced, beautiful, and abundant life. So health is so important. Health is wealth. And to me, if you have your health, you can create any life you want. Whereas if you don't have your health, you are burdened by your body, by your limitations. You can make $1 million a month, and if you're hooked up to an IV, then what is it going to do for you, right? So health gives you so much freedom and strength to create the life that you want. And it's so precious. And that's why I put it 2nd.
I love that. I mean, my personal priorities, spirituality, number 1, by far, my whole life. Like, that has been the most important thing to me. This year, I stepped up the fitness into that number two spot because I was like, my body is talking to me. It's saying we need to release some excess COVID weight. We need to get better in shape. And I was feeling this calling of reclaiming my athletic body that I used to have. And so it's singing to me right now that you have it listed in those two priority orders, you know, spirituality and then fitness.
Yeah. And I tell my clients to plan their day around their workout, to literally plan their day around their workout to make sure they get it in. And also, if you wake up and put on your workout clothes, I know athleisure is very trendy right now and that jeans are like a prom dress after COVID. But if you put on your workout clothes, there's a good chance you might just work out or at least walk. So that's what I tell my clients to do as well.
And since spirituality is number one, wouldn't you say like meditation and fitness being like in those number two things to plan your life around? Or is that just me?
That goes without saying that the spirituality is the first thing you want to do is create a morning ritual where you are tuning in to the spiritual pillar of life, whatever that routine is for you, whether it's meditation, prayer, lighting incense, lighting candles, you know, holding crystals, whatever it is, reading from spiritual literature. There's so many different beautiful rituals to do in the morning to tap in. So that would be the first thing when you wake up. And then the next thing, whether it's in the morning right after your morning ritual or at lunch or in the evening, just to plan your day around your workout. And that way you can make sure that you get it in.
And what are the four keys to radiant health, since, you know, health and fitness is number two?
Well, I call them H&M, and I'm not talking about the knockoff, you know, high-end clothing chain, H&M clothing. I came up with H&M because it's easy to remember. The H stands for hydration. It's really, really important to drink water. Mm-hmm. We should be drinking half our weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 100 pounds, then you should be drinking 50 ounces of water. Hydration, hydration, hydration. It helps with your anti-aging. It helps all your cells work. It helps everything, your detox, your elimination. Hydrate is number one. The second is nutrition. So I believe in a low inflammation diet. So for me, I don't do sugar, wheat, dairy, or meat. And people are like, what is left, right? Well, it's pretty much vegan, but I do eat fish sometimes for protein. So nutrition, I'm also a huge believer in supplementation. So that would be the N. And then the M is movement. We just talked about how important it is to exercise. Just to move your body, get the endorphins, the serotonin, the dopamine. Did you know that, Tiffany, the same cocktail of positive hormones are released when you work out than they put in psychoactive drugs?
Yes. Yeah.
It's amazing. The same one, serotonin, dopamine, and the endorphins. So the movement is so important. And then the M is for meditation. So meditation is actually a great way to integrate your workout because the body's moving, the muscles are straining, they're recalibrating and resting when you do the meditation. It actually helps you have more workout gains when you incorporate mindful meditation in the workout regimen. So that's why I love yoga because they have Shavasana at the end of the yoga, but you can just find time to meditate anytime in your day and that actually helps with your fitness. So that is the H&M my method of staying in shape.
Nice. And when it comes to meditation, can it be a few minutes? Does it need to be a long one? What's your viewpoint on that?
To me, there's no too short of time for meditation. However long you can get it in is better than none. Sometimes I meditate for 1 or 2 minutes. Sometimes I meditate for 20 or 30 minutes. It just depends on what I can fit into my day. I would say the ideal time for me is probably 15 minutes, but depending on what happens, every day is different. I'm not a stickler for doing it the same exact amount of time every day, because as an entrepreneur, my schedule varies. But I really love Insight Timer app, because based on how much time I have, I can search their meditations. Right before I went on this call, I just did a 10-minute meditation on Insight Timer apps because that's how much time I had and I wanted to get centered. So yeah, it's great because you can just pick the amount of time that you have. And I think meditation is, it's just such a great way to integrate all seven areas of abundance.
Nice. And what are some tips for a few of the other areas?
Yeah, that's a great question. So emotional is really important. So that is being able to stay calm. And we just had such an emotionally challenging year for so many people. Mm-hmm. And that stays into, do you want to look at the world, you know, through the lens of love or fear? As the Course in Miracles teaches, every thought is either going back to love or fear. So mm-hmm. I think of my mind as a radio station, and I can tune it to the love channel or the fear channel. So when I find myself getting into anxiety, frustration, irritation, anger, resentment, unforgiveness, I'm like, oh, okay, I need to switch it back to the love channel. And then I go to happiness, joy. Now, if I don't know how to get there, the fastest way I can go from the fear channel to the love channel is through a gratitude list. So to me, gratitude is the fastest way to go from the fear to the love channel. So I love writing gratitude lists.
Me too. I made sure I did gratitude this morning.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It really has this magical secret sauce to like shift me when I'm feeling like I'm in a funk into something more positive, or when I'm already positive but want to elevate my consciousness even higher. So no matter where I'm at, adding in that gratitude piece makes such a big difference.
It really, really does. And the next area is romance. So romance and finance are very connected. They're both sacral chakra. And a lot of my clients, when they are struggling financially, I find out that they're in a toxic relationship. And when they're abundant financially, they're in a good relationship. So that's why romance is before finance. So it's really important, especially as women, that we're around people that love and support us and believe in our goals and dreams. Our cells are 70% water. So water is affected on a molecular level. They did the water molecule study in Japan. Yes. You know, when you write hate on a water bottle, and then when you write just love on a water bottle, when you write happiness, when you write fear, it actually changed the molecules of the water. So imagine having someone speaking loving thoughts to you, how your cells are going to react versus abusive thoughts. So it's really challenging for women to walk away, especially empaths, because empaths feel everything on such a deep level. So it's really important to be around people who are speaking kindly to you and not speaking negatively to you, because as empaths, we take on that negativity. Go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe the go-to for most empaths is to take it on. But yes, when we start having healthy boundaries, we don't have to be available for that. Even if we're surrounded by negativity, it doesn't have to wipe us out and take us out. At least that's, you know, my personal philosophy and what I try to teach. But yes, intentionally surrounding ourselves with positive, kind, respectful people is mega important for us empaths. But I think humans in general. That's like self-value, self-worth, you know, when we can claim that for ourselves and just come from that space of love and acceptance, even when we're surrounded by people who are either negative in general or having a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Not to take it on, right? Love the saying love or above. Like, keep your vibration high no matter what the people around you are doing, because a lot of times hurt people hurt people. So if you're an empath and you're all happy and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and someone is feeling negative, that is going to just really irk them that you're so happy. So they're going to try to, like, you know, poke little holes in you. And then we get to decide that we're not going to go down the rabbit hole with them, that we keep our vibes high no matter what. So I actually have a game that I teach my clients called the mental toughness game. And when somebody says something that's not supportive, then you say something back, something loving. So if someone says, wow, you know, Tiffany, you've looked better, then you're like, oh, wow, Rebecca, I love your shirt. You know, so like you just throw them back love. So like the other day, I'm not going to name the person's name, but they said something like, oh, I get, you know, so irritated when you call me when you're in the car with your fiance. They're like, I'm going to set a boundary with you. And I was like, sure, no problem. And then they're like, I accept your apology. And I didn't apologize. They were being sarcastic. So it was like, I apologize and I love you. So it's like, I didn't go down there with him. I just kept it loving. And then he came back up to my level and he's like, I love you too. So it's a game. It's especially good game when you go home for the holidays, because they say that your family knows how to push your buttons because they installed them. And and just keep it loving. And if you can't, especially as an empath, rather than take it on, just leave. Just take a walk around the block, go to your car for 10 minutes, pray, meditate, just leave the room. When you feel your blood start to boil and you feel yourself snagged by somebody else's negativity, get off the phone, walk away from the computer, hide the cell phone in the drawer. Just don't participate in it.
Yeah, that's healthy self-esteem right there.
Absolutely.
Gotta love it. And any tips for the social or financial?
Oh, yeah. So social is so important because as women, we're really stepping into our power. So it's really important to find other women like Tiffany and I have been in touch for 12 years, right? That have similar goals and beliefs and that hold you high and that believe in your goals and dreams. So I like the saying, find somebody who has what you want. And if you do what they did, you can get what they got. So if you're hanging around with healthy people that are into fitness and your goal is to get fit, that's great. If you're hanging around with people at the bar or sitting around drinking all day and your goal is to get fit, it's probably not going to serve you to hang around with people at the bar. So birds of a feather flock together, and you want to surround yourself with people who have the qualities that you want. And I like the saying that community builds immunity. So we just came out of a pandemic where we're very concerned about our immune system. It's really important to have a community. People are so isolated right now behind their technology. They're on their phones all day. A lot of people are home alone. You can create a community either online or now that things are opening back up in person, but find a community. That's so important.
Yeah. Good call, especially now that we can.
Yeah, there are other parts of the world that are still completely shut down. So we are very fortunate. And then financial is so important because money for money's sake is greed. To me, money gives you freedom, the freedom to do what you want, when you want, where you want, and with who you want. So if you're struggling to pay your bills, then you don't have any freedom. Are you living to work or working to live? If you're living to work and all you do is work, 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 then that's not a life. Then you're actually imprisoned by your own life. But if you're working, if you work to live so that you can have a free, comfortable life, then you have some freedom. And to me, that's the whole point of being here, is to enjoy life, not to wait till we're 65 and we get, you know, a gold watch and a pension and a retirement party, but to enjoy life right here, right now. So I live my life as if I'm semi-retired. And that's why I wrote my book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. It's not really like a get-rich-quick thing, like no money down real estate. It's more of a way to look at life where you can actually enjoy life and have a 360-degree holistic life while you're here at any age and actually enjoy the journey of life.
Love it. Love it so much. And to be able to look at all seven areas and see, okay, well, what part of my life am I not fully owning, claiming, being the best version of myself, and then going into that area and doing some inner work. And I know that you have some great positive affirmations that you have for, you know, all seven areas, and you were going to share some with us today. So is now a good time for that?
Yes. Before I share that, I wanted to mention, I have an amazing quiz. It'll take you 3 minutes to do. And Tiffany has the link. You can actually do a snapshot of your life and in 3 minutes, see which of the seven pillars are at a level 10 and which needs some support. And it's kind of like taking your car to the mechanic. You can actually see what needs to be supported and also celebrating the wins, because we all have certain areas of our life that we're really excelling at and that deserves to be celebrated. And then the areas that are not going as well as you would like, you can ask yourself a couple questions. What do I want in this area? So let's say, for example, financial. Maybe you're not at the financial level you want to be. How much money do you want to make? You know, how do you feel about this area? How do you feel about money? How do you feel about finances? Maybe there's some limiting belief. And then what action is needed, if any, to get to the level you want? So these are just different tools, but I highly recommend that everybody takes a quiz so they can see what's working and what's not.
I love quizzes like that and just doing that inner reflection, because, you know, when we're going through life, things get into a certain comfort zone, a certain rhythm. And unless we pause, do that inner reflection and see, this area of my life is actually at a level 5 or a level 6 or a level 8. I'm not at a 10. Until you pause and take that, you know, moment to even become aware that you're not playing at the level that you could. And then, you know, doing it from a fearless place, like being honest and having that desire to want to fix it. You know, if we're not at a level 10, don't get down on yourself about it. Don't have, you know, badger yourself or be self-critical or judgmental. Say, hey, this is an opportunity. We can rock this thing. We can get these numbers up. We don't have to stay at these crappy lower numbers. And one of those tools is using these affirmations that Rebecca's going to share with us. So thank you for bringing that into the space.
Absolutely. So these are from my book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. At the end of each chapter, I have 3 life-changing affirmations that are going to help you get these areas of life to a level 10. So the first one is spiritual. So if you want, if you're listening, you can just close your eyes. You can take a deep breath. You can just maybe put your hands in your laps with your palms up, like you're open to receiving these affirmations, so you can really, really receive them, because these affirmations are just going to be so healing and beautiful for your life. So I want you to just close your eyes, palms in your lap, and take a deep breath and be open to these. So for spiritual, I am a spiritual being having a human experience. I have a connection to the divine that gives me peace and ease. I am able to go with the flow and know that everything works out for me. The next area, physical. I am experiencing radiant health. I have more than enough energy to exercise daily. I am able to get stronger and better every time I move my body. The next area is emotional. I am feeling more peaceful every day. I enjoy being in the present moment. I am able to pause before I react. The next area is romantic. I am magically, passionately in love with my soulmate. I have a healthy, loving, committed relationship. I am able to be a loving presence in the world. Next area is mental. I am reading or listening to something every day that inspires me. I have 5 minutes a day to sit still and quiet my mind. I am able to learn something from everyone who crosses my path. The next area is social. I am surrounded by people who love and support me. I have fun and play with people who lift me up. I am able to spend time with people who are positive and abundant. And finally, financial. I am making a six-figure income working part-time. I have a beautiful, balanced, abundant life. I am able to have the freedom to do what I want, when I want, where I want, and with whom I want.
Lovely. And let's just all take a moment to just pause and breathe that in. And claiming the energy, claiming the words to be true for you. Yeah, better. I can tell that the energy is going in now from more of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that, Rebecca.
Sure. My pleasure.
So we're coming towards the end of today's episode, and I definitely want everyone to get a hold of that quiz. Take that quiz so that you can see what areas of your life you're not yet at a level 10. And I'll put the link in the show notes for you so you can get access to that. And Rebecca, any other golden nuggets and wisdom that you feel guided to share with us today?
Yes, I would say one of the affirmations talked about being